Hi there, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green, and this is a second of a two-part spotlight on Tumamoc Hill, located on the west side of Tucson. Tumamoc Hill is more than just a hike. There is so much going on out there in this living lab that I asked Ben Wilder, who's the director for the Desert Laboratory on Tumamoc Hill, to come back and tell us more of what's going on. Tell us about agave and the magic and what you're doing with it. There's an agave garden up there. Tell us about Tumamoc Hill love affair with agave.
So it goes back, and agave is kind of a quintessential desert plant. And I mean that in many ways, because there's a strong cultural connection to this plant. It's not just an element of the landscape. It is much more than that. And a researcher who was actually at the Desert Laboratory for many years, Howard Scott Gentry, phrased it beautifully as the agave human symbiosis, and that it's this reciprocal interaction, whereas the agave plant gives much to people. Food as a roasting source, where they can be distilled the sugars and made a great, really sweet, flavorful, wonderful product, to ropes that can be made from its leaves, to, as many of us love, bacanora, mezcal, tequila.
There's that part.
But at the same time, humans have cultivated, just very much like with corn, people have hybridized and carefully tended these plants and led to their diversification and actually their ability to exist on the landscape. So the agave fields that are on the western slopes of Tumamoc Hill are just that. These are rock piles with channeling these little check dams, funneling the first rainwater harvesting on the landscape, bringing this fresh water to these plants that otherwise wouldn't be able to exist on the landscape. And again, this close tending by people. And I'd say that cultural use and the vibrancy continues to today, as exemplified in the Agave Heritage Festival, which just keeps getting better every year, and is a way to, again, see all these different threads and to, again, to show the multiple caras, the multiple faces of this, again, quintessential desert plant.
And I really hope that people listening will go to tumamoc.arizona.edu and understand what's going on literally right in our backyard. It is a living museum. You are learning things that are going to help all of us as the climate continues to warm.
Yeah, join us online, download the Tumamoc Tour, the smartphone app, and come out and get some exercise.
And you'll be really glad you did. And then think about it when you're having some of that mezcal. as always, I leave you with this final message. For more information on this topic and to be a part of a global mission of people doing the good thing for ourselves, for those we love, and for the planet, visit MrsGreensWorld.com and join our tribe. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Son of Janos. I had to plug that in. I love your dad.
Me too.